Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With Bill Raggio, my colleague and friend and co-host, he is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and we welcome Joe Truthman, his colleague, a senior researcher at the FDD, who's watching the many battlefronts in the Middle Eastern conflict zones. There are too many to list. We'll just start with the most recent information we have about the Israeli counterstrike against Iran, how it was received by the world reporting, how it was described by the Iran reporting, and what it means for all of the battlefronts. Joe, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. The IDF strike went off. We do not have all the details. What I saw over the weekend was explosions could be heard from Tehran, all over Tehran, and there were various reporters putting up audio of the explosions. What do we know about the scale of the IDF's counterstrike? Good evening to you, Joe.
All right. Good evening, John. Good evening, Bill. Always a pleasure to be here, of course. So, yes, as you said, John, quite an active Middle East, especially in the last days, specifically in regard to Iran and what happened there. As you mentioned, yes, there was an Israeli strike on Iran, specifically military sites. And this is really important here. I want to note that it's a response to Iran firing about 180 ballistic missiles at Israel earlier this month. Nevertheless, so what's important here is, okay, so what did the Israelis hit, right? And I'll tell you, at least from what the IDF has said, about 100 aircraft took part in this attack, which is pretty significant, right? We're talking about about 1,000 miles here, a distance between Israel and Iran. So this was a significant operation for the Israelis. So at least right now, we're not hearing a lot from the Iranians, at least, about what was hit. And that's natural. They're not going to tell us. But the interesting thing is what we have, especially us researchers, is access to, let's say, for example, you know, open source information, specifically satellite images, right? And with satellite images, you can tell if something is a structure has been hit. And in one example, there's this military site. It's called the Parchin military base. It's east of Tehran. There's a lot of advanced military operations that have been going on there. From the images that have been published from the satellite, satellite images that have been published, we see that the Israelis hit that site. Okay, it's not completely destroyed, but there's certain buildings that have been destroyed there. So there's some evidence there that's the Israelis were trying to hit, what the Israelis hit. And also there are reports of air defense systems, early warning radars. There's a lot, I think, even though the strike was limited, in the sense that, you know, we didn't see explosions everywhere, right? We didn't see military bases going up in smoke all over the place in Iran. This strike, it seems to me that whatever the Israelis were trying to hit, whatever their goals were, they hit it. They were successful. This is what the Israeli military said as well. So, and all combat aircraft came back home safely. So at least I think right now, the way things are, the Israelis, again, achieved their goals. And Iran, well, you know, they couldn't do much about it. So I think this is where we stand right now.
Bill, you have a question for Joe.
So what does this strike, which it seems to be significant in its ability to reach deep into the heart of Iran, what does this say about Iran's ability to defend itself, particularly when compared to Iran's attack on Israel, where most of the missiles were intercepted?
Right. No, it's a very good point. I think it shows at least that the Israelis are able to expose Iran, right? They're able to expose their, especially their air defense systems. I think the message here is that Israel is saying, you know, we can get to your sites. We only got to some of them. We can remove or we can eliminate your air defense systems, and we can reach your nuclear facilities if we want to, okay? I think this is the message that Israel tried to send, and I think they're right. And also, I do believe that there are whatever the Israelis did, it wasn't everything in their toolbox, okay, as far as their strikes or as far as what they're capable of doing. So nevertheless, I think the Iranians are exposed by the Israelis here. Now, I think we just have to sit and wait and see, well, are the Iranians going to respond to this? Are we going to see a cycle of direct attacks between Israel and Iran? It's tough to say. I hope this chapter is closed, but we don't know yet, right? It's still early. It only happened a couple of days ago.
Joe, I want to go from the battlefield to the political responses so far from Tehran. I noted in the FT reporting, this is London reporting, that the new president, Pezeshkian, is said to be eager for dialogue with Europe. Pending our election, he can't name the next president. I understand that. But is your measure that Europe has reacted in a positive way to this limited strike? Or has Europe understood that when you hit Iran, I'm thinking of the shadow war of the 1980s under the Reagan administration, when the Navy finally hit the oil platforms in the Persian Gulf, Iran backed down. It no longer used the IRGC or their navy to provoke an attack, the tanker war. It looks like Iran is backing down again if Pezeshkian is eager for a dialogue. Do you see any indication that Europe is going along with this ploy?
Right. So, no, it's a very good point. I hope that to be the case. All right. I think everyone hopes that will be the case here. But, you know, I'll say this, and I'm not surprised here. I'll say that first. But, you know, today, at least earlier today, Hossein Salami, who is the top commander of the IRGC, you know, he began as he stated some violent rhetoric. Let's say, you know, he said something along the lines that Israel will face bitter consequences for its attack. But you know, the thing is, what I observed at least initially after the strikes is that, you know, the Iranians downplayed everything. All right, downplayed the attack. Which is, you know, something you would expect, right? They didn't hit much, or the damage was limited. But I think that's actually a good thing. They didn't right off the bat. You know, we didn't see this rhetoric. Iran is going to immediately attack Israel. Or it's going to respond to Israel right away. So that was another, you know, positive note for me, at least at the beginning of right after these strikes. So I think Iran right now is still gauging, still strategizing what to do. We have to remember too here that a lot of this, these strikes between these two countries, this conflict is tied to what's happening in Gaza. It's tied to what's happening in Lebanon. So there are a lot of moving parts here. Okay, so I hope in the end, at least, that Iran will back down here, because I don't think inviting Israeli attacks on Iranian soil isn't the right strategy, I think, for this regime. So hopefully they'll back down, as you said.
Bill, you have a question.
No, could this have the effect of pushing the Iranians, these strikes, that is, have effect of pushing the Iranians to come to the conclusion that its only real deterrent is to have a nuclear weapon and push the Iranians to finish the development of and deployment of a nuclear weapon?
Right. No, you know, it's something actually I was thinking about 2 weeks ago. And you know, I was, and I'm sure it was discussed as far as you know, within the Israeli government and the Biden administration. My worry was, my concern was, listen, if the Israelis hit the Iranians really hard here, they'll give the Iranians the excuse to say, oh, look, the Israelis are attacking us. We have every right to develop a nuclear weapon, right? We need to defend ourselves. So I think that the limited strike that the Israelis accomplished here, or that they that they accomplished here, this may have been a reason to have, again, limited the strikes, right? That we didn't want, the Israelis didn't want to give the Iranians a reason to, you know, to dash for the nuclear weapon, right? To break out for a nuclear weapon. So, but you know, I think if the Iranians want to do it, they can make up any excuse, right? They don't really need an excuse. So it's tough to say for sure, but it did definitely come up. At least I did think about this a couple of weeks ago. So a very good question, Bill. So at least those are my thoughts.
Joe Trusman, Bill Rajo, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. What does the counterstrike by Israel mean for Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis? When we come back, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.